churches of all denominations, and the people are very close. It's not too large, but what all the people know, Patrick know everybody else, and it's very friendly.
Okay, and then the only other question I was going to ask you was, do you recall enough about what your mother, when y'all were small, how your mother generally spent her day?
She was really just a housewife, and she spent her day keeping the house, washing and ironing, and sending her children to school at 7, you see, so she really had a full day, and she cooked 3 full meals a day.
What would be a typical dinner, noonday meal?
We'd have vegetables, maybe 2 or 3 kinds of vegetables, and always some meat, which would be the meat. It was mostly beef or hard meat is what we ate, or chicken, because we reared those on the farm, and I was raised on the farm all my life. Every year of my life, until I knew it was my farm. And we would have that. Sometimes you'd have sweet potatoes, all kinds of vegetables. We reared, we raised all kinds of vegetables. Potatoes, peas, things like that.
Now, at that time, was she also making most of the clothes?
Making all of the clothes. She even made her soap to wash with when I was very, very little. I remember her making soap. And she made something in a washcloth, which she made out of corn, which was called hominy. It was very good that I did anything in this world.
That's made with lye.
Made with lye. And it would take her about 3 days to get it made. About a day and a half to make a pot of soap, and then she'd take that soap out, it would congeal. See? Have you ever seen it? She'd take that soap out and put it in hunks. Of course, now that was not used for bodies. That was used to wash clothes and things of that nature. And she'd put it on a board and dry it out, and it would be just as hard as any cake of soap that you used to wash your face and hands with. It cured, as she called it.
How often did she wash clothes? It had to be very difficult.
We had one big washing on Monday. A big, big washing, which practically taking her all day Monday. And then we didn't have we did not have washing machines. She had tubs and a rug board that she washed with. And I can remember us having to pump the water. She had a colored woman that would help her. And we pumped the water. Tubs and tubs, about 6-8 tubs of water. She put wash the clothes out and then put them in a washcloth, boil the white clothes, and then put the colored clothes in there and let them set for a while to keep them bright. And then on about a Wednesday or Thursday morning, she'd have another washing. It wouldn't be quite as big as that washing.
Now, when y'all lived out in the country, that's probably kind of silly, but did y'all have, was there electrical lines and everything out in the country?
No, we had lamps.
The kerosene lamps?
A good many years when we were small.
I would have called that a stovepipe.
Yeah, it would. You know? It would have been a stovepipe that went up, and the flue is up, like it went into.
Oh, not, you know, I never thought